You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Sarah Lewis. Sarah, who are you representing today? What are your affiliations?
I am with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service. I am one of the two Southeast agents. My areas of programming are food preservation, local food resources, all things home economics, home energy, et cetera. So I am with University of Alaska Fairbanks, but for those who aren't maybe familiar with cooperative extension, we are kind of like the community education arm of our state's land grant university, and that's UAF.
Yeah, sometimes known as the community schools program.
No, so the community schools program is who, in Juneau, that's who I usually teach through.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. And so just because they have a great registration, and I get to use the, you know, the JD Kitchen or the Thunder Mountain Kitchen or whatever.
Nice.
And so I do a lot of my, almost all of my Juneau classes through communities, through the school district's community schools program.
Thank you for that introduction and for helping me untangle all
you
of
bet.
That.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you're here today to talk about a very cool class that you're going to be teaching with UAF Cooperative Extension Program called Preserving Juneau's Bounty. What is this class about?
Yes. So it's kind of my flagship class, really, and I offer it once a year. It's four classes. It's four Saturdays. So it's a series of classes. It covers all of the various forms of food preservation, from the obvious and simple refrigeration and freezing, which we don't do a whole lot about. I talk about it a little bit. But then we go into really skill building on all things from pressure canning, water bath canning, fermenting foods, pickling foods, dehydrating, making sausage. So, of course, when I'm talking about fermenting foods, I'm usually talking, we'll do sauerkraut, we'll do a bunch of different kinds of fermented pickles.
Kimchi.
Kimchi is always, yep. I have a whole packet of different kimchi recipes because people want lots of different flavors. So, and we do all of that over the course of four classes, four Saturdays in January.
Canuary.
I love that, and I'm stealing it.
Canuary, TM. Yes, you can have it.
So that's what that class, that's what that is. A lot of my classes that I do through community schools are just a single class. This one is a series of classes. You get the whole gamut all in one series of classes.
That's amazing. It looks like there's going to be, you went down the list, there's a number of different foods that you'll be working with, talking about what to preserve. And will you also be teaching how to preserve, how to use the appliances involved, pressure
Absolutely.
Cookers, dehydrators, meat grinders, water bath canners.
Exactly. All of that. We'll be using all of those pieces of equipment. People get experience with them. If there's any that you haven't seen before, haven't used before, have been nervous about using, haven't used in a lot of years. I get a lot of people in my classes who have great stories of, you know, basically standing at the side of their mother or their grandmother or their father or their grandfather, just family members, but they've never actually done it themselves because we've got a little bit of a it's kind of skipped a generation, some of these skills. I had to learn them as an adult.
Same.
Because it had, whereas my grandmother actually knew how to do all these things, my mom never learned. It skipped a generation. And so I get a lot of people doing that. But we do not just the canning and the water bath canning and pressure canning, but also making sausage. It's super fun, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. And is it BYO materials?
No. So what is included in the fee? So the fee is $199. That's the fee that is set by community schools. And that includes it includes all of the instruction, of course, and the use of the space, et cetera. But that also includes the cost for all of the various ingredients that I buy. So I supply everything except for the jars. I do ask people to bring jars. And if you were to register, we'd give you information about that. But everybody gets to take that number of jars home again at some point during the class. So all of those jars are ones that you will be using and taking home. And they can be used they can be jars that you're reusing as well. You don't have to buy those new necessarily. But yeah, so that's the only thing that I don't supply is the jars.
Well, worth it. In my case, if you can take home everything you make in class.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pressure cookers will you be using? I know a lot of people are crazy about the Instapot.
You're right.
Okay.
So there is a difference between pressure canners and pressure cookers. Although it's kind of a confusing phrase, you can pressure cook with a pressure canner, but you cannot pressure can with a pressure cooker. So an Instant Pot is a pressure cooker only. There are no electric pressure canners on the market. There are some electric water bath canners, but no electric pressure canners. Wow. The pressure canners are standalone pots of various sizes. And the difference between a pressure cooker and a pressure canner is a canner, there's some size requirements that I won't go into, but one of the main things is it needs to be able to tell you what the pressure is for the entire time that you're canning. So like an Instant Pot or even a stovetop pressure cooker might only have a little button that pops up, mm-hmm. or it just says it's up to pressure, but you have no idea what that pressure is. And those, the electric ones especially, and I have two Instant Pots. I'm a huge fan of Instant Pots. So I use them all the time for pressure cooking, but I have an All-American pressure canner. And they are different. And so we go through that equipment in the class. You'll see several different types of pressure canners. So if you're looking to buy one yourself, we can talk about what types are good for different types of stoves and how many, you know, jars you might do at a given time, things like that.
And imagine you'll be talking about what things can be safely canned and what
yes.
things need to be pressure canned.
Absolutely. And how you know, one of the big food safety parts of the class is helping people learn the science behind what foods can be boiling water bath canned and what foods must be pressure canned. And the reason for those differences has to do with what bacteria will grow in certain types of food and whether or not botulism mm-hmm. is one of, you know, the bacteria that could potentially grow. And so foods that require pressure canning are those that are low acid foods and that when they're in a low oxygen environment could harbor botulism. You must pressure can those because it has to get to a higher temperature than boiling water. So I talk about the science behind that so you know. So you go, oh, so I've got this recipe for pickles. That's an acidified food. After you take my class, you'll learn that you can water bath can that.
Yeah.
Or fish. How do I deal? Well, that's a low acid food. You have to pressure can that. So you learn how to tell the difference and why.
Oh, that's so interesting. I'm excited. I also have a question about dehydrators.
Yes.
Do you have a particular model of food dehydrator that you like or that you'll be using for this class?
The one that I think should be everybody's favorite is the one they can afford and that they will use.
I was all set to write it down.
So that's kind of a non-answer, but it does kind of depend. Like I travel with my dehydrators, so I'm perfectly fine with sort of the plastic. They're the least expensive, but they work great. In Southeast Alaska, what you should be looking for is one that has both a fan and heat. So that you'll have the best outcome. You know, the best products if you have both a heat source and a fan in your dehydrator. Because there are dehydrators out there that are designed to be put out in the sun.
Ah, yes.
There are dehydrators that are just even if you don't put them out in the sun, they're just like air. It's just air dehydration. It's not – so they might just have the ventilation and the fan, but they don't have any heat. And really, in our environment, both the heat and the fan – and they have – there's really expensive units and there's really inexpensive units. And the inexpensive ones tend to be smaller. And if you don't have a lot of room, that's really awesome for doing herbs and things like that. So lots of things to think about when you're deciding what kind to buy.
Oh, well, thank you so much for indulging me with those questions, Sarah. Registering someone for this class or yourself might make a nice gift for the holidays. What do you think?
This is one of the people who seem to have the most fun at this particular class or any of my classes is folks who come as a pair. Mm. So couples have a hoot or best friends, sisters, brothers, people who come as a pair, come as part of a pair, seem to really have a lot of fun. And then also people who have just happened to have other friends in the class, whether or not necessarily they registered together, but if they're friends in the class, it's really, really fun. So I recommend that. So that's that would be a great thing, I don't know, to give to a couple. You know, so they can have date afternoon every Saturday for the month of January, things like that. But also for yourself, if you have a resolution or a goal this upcoming year to be focusing more on local food resources, home cooked foods, and you We were talking a little about what's my favorite thing to cook, and mine is soups and sauces. I love to can things up that I have in the pantry. Soups often taste better after they're canned. Spaghetti sauce is, I mean, imagine if your home spaghetti sauce is, you know, better the second or third day in the refrigerator. Imagine 6 months later when it's been in the, you know, in it's just delicious. So those are my favorite things to can.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we talk about all that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Well, you can tell me where to register online.
Yes.
The classes start January 4th, and they're from 1 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays.
They are. The four Saturdays of January.
Where do we go to register?
So you go to the community school's website. So Juneau Community Schools, you can register online there. You cannot pay online, unfortunately. And so if you want to pay right away when you register, you can call Suzanne at Community Schools. She's 523-1761. That's Suzanne. And she will register you and take your credit card at that time. Or you can register online, but then you will need to contact Suzanne to finish the registration. We do have a thing that a person isn't fully registered until they've paid. So since it's always kind of first come, first serve, and there are limited number of, I only do 12 in this class. That's the maximum in the class. So it's a good idea to pay quickly after you register. Finish the process.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Sarah Lewis, thanks so much for speaking to me today.
You bet.
Have a happy Canuary.
Thanks so much. You too.